Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that according to the Sefer Divrei Emes, you can't write a get. You're not sure what the woman's name is. You can't write two get and say, I'll give her both. And whichever one is really her name is her name. It's no good. Why? Because we have a kal v'chomer. Because if we have a case of brera, of writing a get and not knowing who it's for, and then in the end he says, whoever I give it to, it'll go to her. It'll be meant for her originally. In other words, he has two wives named Sarah, so he writes a get with Sarah, and then he decides to give it to Sarah A and not Sarah B. So that doesn't work because it's Brera. So there it's Ms. Barra that it was for Sarah A and not for Sarah B, and it still doesn't work. Here we'll never find out what her real name is. He certainly can't give her two gittin. So that's the Divrei Emes. However, the Or Samech has two kashas. He shows from two Gemaras, two sources. It's not true. Meaning, he shows from the Gemara in Erevin it's not true, and from that he has a kasha here and he has a kasha somewhere else. Because the Gemara in Erevin says that if a person sets an Erev up in the east and the west, and he says that if the Chacham comes from the east, I want the Erev Truma to be in the east, if west, west, so I can walk and learn from the Chacham. So, if the Chacham already came, then it's valid. Because it's a Gilui Milsa. It already came, the Matthias already happened. So if the Matthias already happens, it's not a Brera problem. So if that's true, he or she really has a name, just the guy doesn't know. So it shouldn't be a problem, because the Matthias already happened, he just doesn't know. If her name is Sprinza or Dinsa, but he knows that it's one of the two. And the Matthias, it happens to be one of the two, he doesn't know. So it should be valid, just like if he doesn't know which side the Chacham came from, if the Chacham already came. It's valid because it's not Mizbar Lamafrei, it's already happened, the Matthias is already there. And similarly, the Arsamech is Tamei on the Ramah, who says that if you shecht and you don't know if it's a treif or not, and if it's a treif, it's going to go to a goy, and if not, it's going to go to the Jew. So it's Patur Min HaMatanos, because at the time of the Shechita, you don't know who it's going to. So it's partially, possibly owned by a goy, Safik owned by a goy, it's Patur Matnis Kahuna. But no, because at the time of Shechita, for Ekdi Arsameach, it already either was a treifa or not. You just don't know. But the Maisa, the Metzius, was that it was or wasn't a treifa. And the Tzad that it wasn't, it belongs to the Jew fully, and it should be Chayv and Matanis, based on the Gemara and Erevin. So those are the two kashas of the Arsameach, which we discussed in the previous shir. And then we concluded the shir by bringing the Yesod of Ein Breira, because you can't have a chalos on a suffik. And we said you can't have a chalos on a suffik means a suffik. It's a chisor mitzad the chalos can't be chal on a suffik. It's a chos a suffik. It's a chisor mitzad tzias agavra. Tzias agavra is in chal mitzad a suffik. So if it's a davar shel ovar, so mitzad the chalos, it's not a problem because the mitzias, it's not, it already happened. It's not chal on a suffek, it's just a gili milsa afterwards, but the metzius is already there. It's a davar shel over. Suffek on what already happened. That's all in the objective world, but in your subjective world, there is a chisar, and if it already happened, but you don't know, because the person, it's out of seas, a gavar person, might can't make a chalos on a suffek. So that summarizes was mahab gelernt, what we learned in the previous shiel. So now we can say as follows, says Moreno Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva is that Tzav Reb Chaim. Shebe'emes b'chol duchti, really there is a chisaron on a matana al sha'avar. You can't do something on the sha'avar, because there's a chisaron in the asiyas hagavra. In the case in Erevin, when you make not a matana, a tnai, there's always a chisaron of brayer, even if you're masna al ha'avar. Even if you're masna on what already happened. Because there's a chisaron and a siyas agavra. There's a subjective There's a subjective problem that you don't know. And since you don't know, you can't make a chalos. There's risor misad desius agavra. Just in the case of Erevin, the reason it's valid when the Chacham already came is as follows. Because when the Chacham already came in the east, he says, my Erev should be in the east. The Chacham comes to the east, my Erev should be in the east. If the Chacham comes from the west, my Erev should be in the west. And if two Chachamim come, then the Makom She'eretz Eilech, I can go wherever side I want. Vim lo yavo v'lo lekan v'lo lekan. And if the Chacham neither doesn't come from either side, Hareini kibnei iri, I'm like the people of my city, and I won't be kona any Eruv. So what do we say? We say if the Chacham hasn't yet come, it's not effective because Ein Breira. It can't be Mizbar afterwards. So the Ran writes, right, it says in the Gemara there, Betchum Derabbanan Mahani, Derabbanan Yesh Breira. But in general, we would say Ein Breira because you don't know yet. Ein Breira. You don't know which side he's coming from. So the Ran writes that it's not similar to a regular Tanai that you're masna on one thing. Your masna im yamus yehiget vim lo yamus lo yehiget. That's a Tanai on one thing. If he dies, it's a get. This get is a get. And if not, it's not. So that's Tanai on one thing. That you can do. Tanai you can make. Here he's making a Tanai on two things. He makes a Tanai that im yavo lemizrach, eruvi lemizrach, im yavo lemayrav, eruvi lemayrav. So it's like writing a get on whoever comes out of the house first. I have two wives named Sarah. Whichever Sarah comes out first is divorced. So that's the difference between a Tanai and a Breira. Breira is on two separate things. Tanai on two separate things. But if it's on one thing, it's a Tanai, that's Beseder. And in Achinami, if you make a Tanai, Yavo Chachem Yeh Erev, Vim Lav Lo Yeh Erev, so that's not Tali B'din Breira, that's a regular Tanai. Frek Rebbe Kivager in the Jewish Vechidish, Erev in 36b, why is it considered Masna Shnei Dvar in Bishlam if Erev Echad HaYachal Liknos Ola Mizrach Ola Mayrev, Vayamasna love Shimbo Chacham LeMizrach Yikne Erev LeMizrach Vimbach LeMayrev Yikne LeMayrev. So Bishleim, if one Erev could be Kone either to the east or to the west, and he made it tonight in this Erev, if the Chacham comes to the east, then it should be Kone to the east. If the Chacham comes from the west, it should be Kone on the west side. So then we would say that it's Masna al Shnei Dvarim. Because it's either going to be Kona to the east or to the west. It's two different things. Two different kinyanim. Just like Leiza Sheitze al Misha Teitze bePesach Tchila. Whichever wife comes out first is going to be the one getting divorced. So that's Breira. Because those are two separate things. Those are two separate things. That's Shnei Dvarim. But here, these are two separate Erevin. And each one's independent. And in each Erev, he's making one Tanai. When he puts his Erev LeMizrach, he makes a Tanai. The Chacham comes from the Mizrach, it should be a good Erev. And if not, it should be Batal. And then he does the same in the West. the Chacham comes, it's a Ayurv, if not not. So each one should be independently valid. There's only Masnal, Davar Echad. If the Chacham comes from this side, it's an Ayurv. And these two Ayurv are two distinct items. One has nothing to do with the other. If he comes from the east, then this Ayurv is an Ayurv. Goodbye, see you later. Then he goes to the west. If he comes from the west, this Ayurv is an Ayurv. Goodbye, see you later. So two distinct Ayurvin. So it's, each one is a Tanai al Davar Echad. It's not al Shnei Dvarim. Shnei Dvarim is one Ayurv. If in theory it could be Karn of the east and the west. And if it comes from the east, it's Karn of the east. If it comes to the world, Karn of the west. If it comes to the west, it's Karn of the west. There it's al Shnei Dvarim. But here it's on one. If he comes, yes, and if not, not. Not al Shnei Dvarim. Not either east or west. It's yes or no. So that's Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. So just like when he makes an Erev and he says, if he comes from the east, this is my Erev. And if he comes from west, this is the Erev. So, that's a Tanai al Davar Echad. He happens to have made two Erevin, but each one's independent. If he put one Erev and said, if he comes from the east, it's an Erev, and if not, not, that's fine. And if he does it independently on the west, it's fine. So he just happened to have done two, but each one's independent. That's not Masnal Shnei Dvarim, it's Masnal Davar Echad. That's Rabbi Kivager's Kasha, and he blives with the Tzarech Iyun Gadol. So to answer this Kasha, says Marein of Rabbeinu Arab Chaim Zitzal, Rosh HaYeshiva, Shehein Omnam, that he's making two Erev, separate Erevin, but he's not, it's not considered that he's Masne al Kol Erev B'davar Echad. It's not one Tanai in each Erev. Bishleimim Efsharaya Shiachul Shnei Erevin Gam Yachad Shapi Harya Kol Erev Nidun Bifnei Atzma. So Bishleimim, if he could, it was possible that the two Erev would be Chal together. So each Erev is a Nidon Bifnei Atzma. Because on each Erev, he's making a Tanai B'davar Echad. And each Erevin is a separate entity. But since it can't be, why? Because one person can't have two Erevs. You can't be Kona Shvisa in two different places, two different directions. So here there's a suffix in the Chalosa Erev, a Kinyan Shvisa, which one's going to be Chal? The Mizrach and the Meir or the Meirif. So you wanted to say, Rabbi Kiva Eger, or Reign of Rabbeinu, or Kol Agola, that these are two separate entities, we're arguing no. They're interrelated, interdependent. But you can't be Kona Shvisa in two places. If you could be Kona Shvisa in two places, they'd be independent. If he comes from the east, the east. If he comes from the west, the west. And each one's independent, making a Tanai, each one independently. But this is interdependent, it's not independent. Because you're either here or there. Kishazek comes, then Neufel. If he comes from the east, you're not in the west. If he comes from the west, it's not in the east. This is Shnei Dvarim, Gevaldik. And therefore it's Tali Bedina de Breira. It's Tali in the Din of Breira. So that's all when the Chisaron's in the Chalos. Because you can't have a Chalos that's not presently clear. It's only going to become clear in the future. Abba Basias Hagavra, the Maisa, the Asias Hagavra, these are two separate Asias. And each, like Rabbi Kivager said, on each side is being Masne B'davar Echad. So as far as the Chalos is concerned, they're interrelated. Like I said, Kishazek comes in Neufel. it's an Erev on the east, it's not an Erev on the west, and if it's an Erev on the west, it's not an Erev on the east. So there's a suffix in the Kinyan Shvisa, which one's going to be Chal, east or west? So they're interrelated, interdependent. That's as far as the Chalos goes. But as far as the Asiyas HaGavra, he made two separate Erevs, and he was Masna Dover Echad in each Erev. Gevaldik. So now we get to the Spitz. And that is that when the Chochem already came, it's valid. Like we saw in the previous year. Because even though Mitzad HaAsiyah, which is Allah Safek, you're not allowed to do a Asiyah Allah Safek, and here, even if the Chacham already came, it's still a subjective suffix, because you don't know, did he come from the east or from the west? So that should bother us, right? Your Asiyah is al suffix. You don't know if he came from east or west. The answer is, Zeh lo mafriya lanu. Das stört mir nicht. As they say in the Bahamas. It doesn't bother us. Zeh lo mafriya. Lama zeh lo mafriya? Because as far as the Asiyah HaGavra is concerned, like we established before, he's making a Tanai B'davar Echad. In the East, he's saying, if he comes here, then this is an Erev. So that's a Tanai. That's not Breira. It's a yes or no. Adur ya, adur nisht. Osha ken, osha lo. And he does the same thing in the West. So as far as the Asiyas HaGavra, the subjective suffix, it doesn't bother us because it's a Tanai B'dover Echad. And the whole chisaron is that the chalos is musne, the chalos is the contingent. Shnei dvarim. Because it's either going to be the east or the west. If it's the east, it's not the west, and if it's the west, it's not the east. So it's shnei dvarim, two things that are two entities that are interdependent. So mitzad that it is considered brewer, but here it's not a problem because the chalos is already chal, the chacham already came. You're totally cool on both ends. Mitzad Asiyas HaGavra, you're cool because the Asiyas HaGavra is al-mas al-davar echad. And you're totally cool mitzad HaChalos Shnei Dvarim. You can't have Breira when it's going to be either one or the other. But here it's not a problem. It's not Breira. It already happened. It's just the Gilui Milsi. It already came. Yes, you have a subjective suffix, but it's not a problem because your Tanai is only B'davar Echad. And the objective suffix of the Chalos, that the Chalos can't be Chal, based on a future event, that's not a problem because it's not a future event. It already happened. So that explains beautifully the Gemara in Erevin. However, the Or Sameach asked on the Divrei Emes' chiddush about writing get for two women, and the Ramos chiddush about the shechting and not being chayv in matanis if it might go to a goy, if it's a treifa. So in those two cases, the asiyas is b'shnei dvarim, because his asiya is b'shnei dvarim. Either she's sprinter or she's dinsa. So he has a subjective suffix here. And it's one or the other. They're interrelated. He's not saying if her name is sprinter. This is a get. And if her name is not sprinter, then it's not a get. If her name is dinsa, this is a get. And if her name is not Dinsa, this is not a get. That's a Siya B'davar Echad. It's not a Siya B'davar Echad, it's a Siya B'shnei Dvar. He doesn't know what her name is. It's either Sprinza or Dinsa, so he's giving her both a Sprinza and Dinsa get. And then, so that one of them should be Chal. So this is a Sufek B'Asiyas HaGafra. Shnei Dvarim. Not B'Davar Echad. Might be Erev. Each one was a separate entity. The Erev in the East is a separate entity, and the Erev in the West is a separate entity. Since that's the case, he's masne b'davar echad. Because the asiya is b'davar echad. The Erev in the East has nothing to do, as far as he's concerned, with the Erev in the West. He's saying if he comes here, it's a good Erev, and if not, not. Here it's a siya b'shnei dvarim. So when it comes to the case of the shechita, so when he shechs the animal, so you don't know at the time, is it belonging to a Jew or a guy? So that we can see as a siya b'shnei dvarim. So therefore, there's going to be pater mimatanas, because it's either the Jew or the guy. But by the gittin, I can see one arguing that this isn't a siya b'shnei dvarim. This is davar echad. So when he writes the get with the name of Sprinza, he says like this: if her name is Sprinza, then it should be a get, and if not, then it shouldn't be a get. And if her name is Dinsa, it should be a get. And if not, it shouldn't be a get. So why can't you look at the gittin as two separate entities? What the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal said is, no, the gittin aren't conceived as two entities there. They're considered interdependent. It's a siya b'shnei dvarim. Because her name is either Sprinza or Dinsa. And he's giving two gittin. And when he gives her the Sprinza get, he's saying, if your name is Sprinza, then it's a good get. And if not, the Dinsa get is a good get. When he gives her the Dinsa get, he says, if your name is Dinsa, it's a good get. And if not, the Sprinza get should be a good get. So that's Shnei Dvarim. But again, I can see one arguing that just like the Eiruv, when he puts down the Eiruv, we said, Mitzad Asiyas Hagar, it's only Davar Echad. Masda Rechad, like Rabbi Kiva Eger said. When he puts it in the East, he's saying if it comes from the East, it's a good get, it's an Erev, and if it doesn't come from the East, it's not a good Erev. As far as the Chalos is concerned, we said it's Shnei Dvarim, because you can't be Kona Shvis in two places. That's the subjective suffix. We said there it's not a problem, because when the Chacham already came, you're cool. But the problem is Mitzad Asiyas Hagavra, and as far as the Asiyas Hagavra is concerned, when the Chacham already came, so each one is an independent Asiyah. If he comes from the East, it's a good one, and if not, not. And if it comes from the West, it's a good one, it's not, not. So why can't you say the same thing by the Gittin? When you give it to Sprinza, you say, listen, if your name is Sprinza, it's a good get. And if not, then it's not a good get. You're not making a Tullery in the Dinsa get. You're just making it to Matanai B'davar Echad. So how can you say that Basiyas HaGavra? It's Shnei Dvarim. I could argue Basiyas HaGavra, it's Davar Echad. And the Sprinza, if your name is Sprinza, it's Sprinza get. And if your name is Dinsa, it's a Dinsa get. Then the next, the, and the other get is a good. If your name is Sprinza, it's get is good. And if not, not. And it's B, get B. If your name is Dinsa, it's a good get. And if not, not. So that's Masna B'davar Echad. And that we said is Tanai, that's not Brera. So it should work. And again, there's no problem with the chalos, because that already her name is one of the two. So I'm definitely on board with the answer to the shchita, but I'm not understanding the teretz the Rosh Yeshiva gave about the Shnei Gittin. So if anybody can enlighten me, I would be forever indebted to you. In any event, the Breira is a huge topic. Of course, we'll, it's Hashem, B'li Neder, talk about it a lot more in the future. לקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתו באהבה. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and hospitable friends. Thank you so much for listening.